It is time for sports, and there's a reason why I don't watch the Giants this year. I'm boycotting because simply look at what Bill Belichick has done in New England. 1 year, and he's rebuilding his team into a contender. Look at the Giants. Just can't rebuild. I don't know. They have good players, not great players, but they should be far better than what their record is right now. And you know what? I'm until they actually show a commitment to improving the franchise like they did in the early 70s, get rid of the GM and start with a new GM. The Buccaneers beat the Giants 30-10. It was, from what I read, a debacle. I guess that's just the way it's going to be this year. But like I said, I'm not going to put myself through it. Just not going to put myself through it. All right. In other sports, let's go to the NBA. LeBron James has been suspended for one game. Detroit Pistons' Isaiah Stewart handed a two-game suspension for an on-court incident. LeBron drilled Stewart in the head with his elbow and hand while the two players were fighting for a rebound in the third quarter of a game on Sunday. It is the first time he has been suspended in his career. So LeBron makes the list. Suspended. All right. Getting back to the Giants game, Bruce Arians, the coach of the Bucks, his comment on the game: Thanksgiving turkey is going to taste a hell of a lot better. Of course, the Giants will be eating crow. Now, I'm a Giant fan, folks, but you know, enough is enough. Enough is enough. All right, taking a look at other sports this morning on the Breakfast Club. The Red Sox have picked up manager Alex Cora's option for two more seasons, which I think is a good move. He's done great things for him. All right. And also in baseball news, David Ortiz, Ryan Howard, Tom Lycium, and Alex Rodriguez are among 13 first-time candidates on the Hall of Fame ballot. I can't see Alex making it for a while, just simply because of the performance-enhancing drugs that he ended up taking, and first denying and then after being caught, they admitted it. Anyway, let's go to the NBA. Yesterday, the Nets defeated the Cavaliers 117-112. The Celtics, meanwhile, defeated the Rockets 108-90 yesterday. The Knicks did not play yesterday. Today, the Knicks take on the Lakers at 7:30. Tomorrow, locally, the Nets and the Celtics will tangle at 7:30. And then coming up on Friday, the Knicks take on the Suns. The Celtics take on the Spurs. And that's all the local action we've got. Then let's go to the National Hockey League. No local teams were in action last night in the National Hockey League. Coming up today, I see no local teams in action. Tomorrow, let's take a look at this. The Bruins will take on the Buffalo Sabres, and the Devils will take on the Wild. The Rangers will take on the Islanders tomorrow. That's the way the local sports action looks for tomorrow. I guess we can put a wrap on this, huh? That is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.